deserve support?
I have a classified for under nervous system.
Okay.
And supports dual phase process of the nervous system. So dual phase meaning two phase process.
Yes.
Parasympathetic and sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Product description, the nervous system is bioelectrical in nature, and for it to be fully effective, the two phases of the autonomic nervous system is dialectic, sympathetic, action, go, is repaired with the parasympathetic
paired with
the parasympathetic rest and digest. The two can't operate simultaneously, so one side must give to the other side. When our lives get so involved that we eat on the run, don't get ready for bed to really get true rest, then we are keeping the sympathetic system on. The need to support the nervous system switching is vital because the nerves must respond to our inner lives as well as our physical stress. Two-phase process is important for healing. The rest and digest also includes sleep and peaceful thinking. This is why meditation has been found to be useful. Nerve support using synergistic herbs includes extracts from passion flower, Icelandic moss, jujube fruit, did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Magnolia bark, American skullcap, white pine bark,
Muraparama,
wood betony.
Wood betony. And black
cohosh root.
Yeah.
This pairs well with Total B, Seven C's, Relax, Relife, Unwind, St. John's Care.
Yep. It's really hard to push the body into parasympathetic, especially if we're we have what we call dystonia, where we have sympathetic dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people can come into the office sympathetic dominant. That's more common for people who do muscle testing because they check to see if the body is locked in to sympathetic dominance.
Mm.
But for the most part, you just have to consider pretty much everybody is sympathetic dominant to a lesser or larger degree. Coming out of a high stress environment, coming out home from war, these are the pushes of what post-traumatic stress disorder is. Stuck in hypervigilance.
Okay, so it can support then PTSD, high stress.
Right.
Hypervigilance.
Right.
Would it then pair well with tranquil care and
Brain balance. Yeah. And those are when you're starting to move over into the sympathetic dominance. And, you know, I think if you were to kind of explain why are so many people enjoying weed, because it doesn't necessarily drop the nervous system. It takes away our effect of what we think is happening.
Mm.
So it removes our mental stress, but it really didn't lower the body's tone, per se. So it's kind of got a big disconnect in there. To truly get the body to relax, that's where you really want to do your, you have to do meditation, relaxation, foot bath, soaks. They have to have the minerals. You have to use the essential oils and take that mental break.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to.
Yep. So then it would pair well. Therapies would be foot bath and ancient seabed salts.
Yeah, and the ancient seabed salts have the chloride-based minerals, so they're gonna pull toxins. And, you know, sometimes tired and wired can include cellular toxicity.
Yes. Tired and wired.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say? How did you say it? Tired and wired?
Well, when you have toxins, sometimes you just, it's hard for
toxicity.
The nervous system to make the switch over to parasympathetic. No. And that's where, you know, the two-phase process is important because...
Right, right, right.
You want to sit down, relax. That's why the siesta is so important in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You eat, take a nap, you rest, you relax. You don't eat in 15 minutes on the go.
On the go.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So our lifestyle does not support the two-phase process. Even when we're trying hard.
Yeah. And suggested use for this would be one dropper 3 times a day.
Yeah, that's up to 3.
Up to. So, 1 to 3 droppers, three times a day? Okay. All right. Fabulous.